Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today, we're going to be talking about Power Rangers Hexagon. The mythical lost season of Power Rangers that didn't happen. But everyone wanted it to, except for Disney.
Yeah, I found out, I watched an 8-minute video about Hexagon.
Okay, I'm on the Power Rangers wiki. This is the best done article, like, webpage on this entire wiki.
Because this is that good nerd stuff, yes, that everybody's, like, really ready to go off about.
Yeah.
I think I'm more than well prepared by my 8-minute video that I watched.
Oh, probably.
I wish I could tell you who it was from, but I don't remember.
Also, from what it sounds like, I would not want to promote them.
It wasn't great. It wasn't a great video. It was one of those YouTubers that just records on their onboard mic, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. And has 40,000 subscribers.
And reads the whole thing.
Yep.
So
love that. There's a way you can do that I very much enjoy, but you have to be a special kind of bad at it. Like, because there's a couple of Zelda theory YouTubers that I follow, because I follow like six. And one of them is like particularly reedy, but in such a bad way that I'm like, yes, this is what I'm looking for this. Tell me about Makar Island or whatever. So as you were saying, he's bad quality audio.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good.
Hit me. So, I got the worst quality information on Hexagon that I could. Let's hit it.
Radical. Okay, so first up, the basics. Hexagon was Amit Bhamak's original plan for the 11th season. He's going to take Hurricanger, which has two split groups of Power Rangers. He was going to have one be the lawful Rangers and one be the chaotic Rangers. I don't want to say good and bad because they're all still Power Rangers, but one is definitely like by the book. Were a whole thing, and the other one is Jason and some kids. So there's going to be the Power Rangers Hexagon, which is going to be this big six-sided like base of operations that the Power Rangers operated out of, and they would, you know, whenever there was monster attacks anywhere in the world, they were going to, you know, send their Rangers there through a super fast stealth pilot or stealth airplane piloted by Joel.
Nice.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I didn't get all of the like the nuance, I guess, of who was going to be where.
So what do you, maybe instead of me doing it, what do you know?
What I know. It was going to be Tommy was like running the Hexagon, which is like a Pentagon like facility for Power Rangers.
Yeah, which is set up in Forever Red. Like he deliberately has some like Zordon lines, like he says to May the Power Protect You. He says I feared this day would come. There's a couple like Zordon things that clearly sets him up as like guy in charge of something.
Yeah. And then Jason was like more of like a vigilante group, I guess.
Yeah. Biker dad from Mars.
And they were going to make an original yellow Beetle Ranger to round out Jason's side and have a girl on his team.
Yeah. Asterisk. That seems like a revised from what I've read. That is a Amit Bhamak revising his pitch. To fix some holes that he maybe had, because originally there was a podcast, I don't remember what they were called, maybe it was Ranger Command, who like saw his original pitch, because he did like an original pitch for it on Tumblr and then like updated it like years later, which is like the one everyone knows about now. But apparently the original one, the Navy Thunder Ranger, the blue of the Beetle Rangers, was going to be the girl. But then they were like, he's like, I would have, you know, petitioned to get like a American exclusive yellow ranger, to be the girl, like a dark yellow ranger to be the girl, a topaz ranger, maybe
an amber ranger.
Oh, that would have been good. I think that would have been good. The only problem with that is that, if there's no like corresponding yellow Zord that you can kind of give her.
And they also did team up. I mean, they end up, like, coming together, I'm pretty sure, in Hurricanger.
Yeah.
But they also, in addition to fighting each other, also teamed up to take down, like, harder monsters before they, like, teamed all the way up.
Right.
And with no Yellow Ranger in that footage, that could have been tough.
You'd have to film, you know, new stuff, but then, like, if you get to a Zord, and it's just, like, a whatever their Zords are, and then you have the blue Beetle and the red Beetle, And then the Yellow Ranger's like, I'll be down here.
Yeah.
Or did like, I'll come help.
Did Titanium Ranger have a Zord?
There was a Zord that they patterned. It was like the Sun Zord, the Sun something Zord, Solar Zord, I think.
Right.
That was
right.
piloted by nobody in the Sentai, but it had like the V on it for Go-Go V, Go-Go 5. But had that, and so that's what Titanium Ranger is patterned off of. So it's sort of reverse engineering a Ranger out of a extra Zord. So maybe there would have been something like that they could have done in Hurricaneer, but I mean, we won't know until we watch Ninja Storm.
Yeah. So they're at odds with each other, Jason's side and Tommy's side, and this also was going to wrap up like a lot of monsters that just like disappear. Like Scorpina was mentioned in the video.
Scorpina was supposed to be there. Were supposed to be three factions of bad guys because there, I guess in Hurricaneer, the monsters of the week have like distinct categories, kind of like some of them look robotic, some of them look more natural and monstrous, and then there's some of the other ones. So they would have had the Hurricaneer bad guys, and there would have been Gasket and Archerina would have been leading anything that looks kind of robot-y, and then Scorpina would have been leading anything that looks like more natural and
yeah,
like that,
like a more like an animal kind of bad guy.
Yeah, and so there would have been three different factions, so they would have been able to flesh out Scorpina a lot. They would have been able to like kind of give closure to Gasket and Archerina, because I guess they just were not in the countdown wave. Like,
yeah, that's fair. I swear Gasket and Archerina got destroyed.
I feel like Mondo and Machina were there, but I genuinely don't remember.
But I think I feel like the Power Rangers killed Gasket and Archerina. Like, I feel like they destroyed them. I could be wrong. I could just be misremembering.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been so long. Folks, write in. So that would have been pretty neat. There would have been plans to say what the Phantom Ranger was, to like reveal the identity of the Phantom Ranger. This article doesn't say what that plan was, just that there were plans. So it's like the fact that we know that it was supposed to be like the spirits of fallen Rangers or possibly Billy, that's from like Judd Lynn. Like, that's from an idea he had that they didn't get to do for several reasons, including that David Yost did not want anything to do with Power Rangers at that time, fairly so.
Yeah. Could you imagine Billy and Cassie?
Billy is so old at that point.
Yeah.
Cassie's in high school.
It makes that very weird.
Yeah.
if it was supposed to be Billy, that's really strange.
Yeah. And like,
and obviously it was not supposed to be him the whole time.
No, for sure. But like, also, like, what if it's just a bunch of ghosts that's also horned up for Cassie? Like, like, what does that even mean then? You know?
Yeah.
Either way, neither of those happened, so like, it could, whatever, you know, Amit wanted to do, it could have been anything.
We may have actually talked about this exact question I'm about to ask you before, but is the Phantom Ranger the biggest miss in Power Rangers so far? If you, like, compare it to how cool it should have been.
I feel like it's up there. I feel like it's certainly up there, and I definitely think we have talked about this, because I hate the Phantom Ranger. I love the idea of the Phantom Ranger, but in practice, that guy sucks shit.
Yeah.
Because again, he's the reason Cassie gets horny for her dog. Like, that's on him. Yeah. That's Phantom Ranger fault. I'm trying to figure out what else there were. So Jason, when he shows up in Zeo, he's like in a big duster in the desert, like a guy who's been like on the run from the law. And then when he shows up in Forever Red, he's on a motorcycle.
Yeah, he's like, on a motorcycle with a leather jacket.
Like, he's late, you know, so like, this is not a kid who just got back from a peace conference.
Yeah, and there's even, like, Tommy, because they ask, they're like, isn't someone missing? And Tommy is like, I tried to call him,
but he didn't
answer the phone, or, like, he didn't answer the communicator or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, that sets up that he would be this, like, you know, vigilante, because the central premise of there being, like, there is the centralized union of Power Rangers that is Hexagon, and then there is this splinter group of Power Rangers led by Jason, the original Red Ranger, the original leader of the Power Rangers, who believes that Power Rangers should operate by themselves. Like they should govern themselves. Not there should not be like a collective, because that kind of gets into the too much power in one place. And right. Like, where's the line between that and the Machine Empire? You know, like,
yeah,
like what is the difference between the Machine Empire and Tommy, the King of Power Rangers? Like, so that would have been their kind of fight.
Tommy was even the king of the Machine Empire for a day.
God, that episode was so good. It started out weird because he was like got kidnapped jet skiing, but it ended up really good.
Well, if Tommy likes anything, it's extreme sports.
It's an extreme sport, like a good jet ski. Love to have a nice jet ski.
He also regular style skis.
Oh, no, he snowboarded.
Oh, because he's the most extreme. That's right.
Because he's extremely extreme. Did you see how long his hat was, Josh? Of course he's extreme.
Hat. I forgot about his big dumb hat.
His big snowboard kid's hat that went down to his toes.
His breakup hat.
Love that big breakup hat. So what else did you learn from this 8-minute video?
I learned that, like, Jason, aside from, like, opposing the way that Tommy thinks things should be done, was, like, also out, like, looking for, like, Power Ranger stuff, I think.
Is that real, or is that something that I made up on accident?
I you've definitely said that before I watched this video, and I feel like the video, like, tried to hint at it in a vague way that maybe I just misinterpreted because I had that idea in my head already.
Because back when Power Rangers first came to DVD and you and I got like extremely deep into it before we started a podcast about it, that was one of my ideas for the Redux. Would be that Jason just like kept looking for Power Rangers stuff because there's a Zeo crystal,
yeah,
and there's like quasar sabers out there, you know.
It might have just said like he was just in the wind.
I mean, but it,
and
honestly,
I interpreted
it
that as he was like looking for Power Ranger things.
It makes sense either way. There's a couple. Oh,
it could be a good like point of contention where like Tommy has found this thing and Jason's like, I'm gonna get it before he does because he's just gonna like militarize.
Yeah, exactly.
The quasar sabers, and I'm just going to hide them.
Yeah. There were plans to go to like everywhere they've been, so like Angel Grove, Silver Hills, Turtle Cove, Mariner Bay, all those places. Including Aquitar, Miranoi, and KO-35.
Oh, it would have been nice to go to Aquitar.
Right?
Even though it would have been filled with accretions.
It's just a bunch of Gungans underwater being wet and squeaky.
And Billy, who's married to one.
I don't know about that.
No, he left Earth because he was in love with a fish.
No, he left Earth so he would stop growing old. And then maybe he fell in love with the fish. That's speculation. We don't know.
He's definitely boning down some fish.
He's definitely deboning some fish.
There's just like a lot of... They had to make an artificial island for the weird human-equetian hybrids that Billy made.
Do equetians,
on the entire planet.
Do equetians leave like a clutch of eggs? Is that how they make kids? They just like,
oh, but like, but you can tell if it's a boy or a girl because the girl eggs have hair.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Honestly, though, if they went to Aquitar and there was like a little equation human hybrid running around, that might be actually kind of nice. That would be kind of sweet.
It's just like an equation baby, so it's just like a kid with the big brain head, but like glasses on.
Miranoi was also one, so that would have been whatever. But another one I thought of was Edenoi, where the Masked Rider was. And yes, I know what you're all saying. Dex did suck a lot, like extremely a lot. And we all agree on that. But what if there was a new Kamen Rider based on the 2002 Kamen Rider season? If they went there, they could help out a Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Because there's usually a team up, like I don't know if it was this far back, but there's usually a movie between the current Sentai and the current Kamen Rider. There's like a movie, so if we could get the rights to that, go have Hurricanger and Kamen Rider Ryuki, which looks pretty cool, get some stuff going on that way. There was a plan to explain what Terra Venture was.
That would have been good to know. Why Terra Venture?
Do you know why Terra Venture? Amibomic knew. He had a plan for why Terra Venture.
Oh, why?
It was the Dark Fortress.
What?
It was Astronomer's Dark Fortress, because it crashes to Earth in the end.
Oh.
And then they just repurposed it.
And then that's like a spacecraft.
That's why they can travel through space in an otherwise completely modern, non-spacefaring human society.
Would have been cool to go back to Onyx again, now that we're talking about Astronema and bad guys and places they've been.
Onyx would have been radical.
And there could have been something about Onyx that, like, that's how Scorpina and Archerina and Gasket, like, survive the Z-Wave.
Yeah, there's just something about Onyx that, like, protects it from good, because it's the evil baddie capital of the universe.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's see. I also, in my video, it didn't talk about, like, what a lot of the Rangers were doing, but it said the Wild Forest Rangers were going to be on Tommy's side, but Merrick, Zenoku, Toxica, and Jindrax were going to be on Jason's side.
Yes. I wanted to talk about this, because... It says on this website, it lists those four people, and it's Merrick, Zenoku, Jindrax, and Toxica. And then it says the latter two would be leading like a traveling circus. But I read that wrong. And I read it as they're all in a traveling circus. Merrick and Zenoku work for the circus now. What's up? How weird would that be?
He's just a drifter. And I guess Zenoku... If this show was made, Zenoku would have been real and not in Merrick's brain.
That's why I said, it would... he, I guess, would have been intended to be real if this would have happened, but because it didn't, I don't think he is. I think he's a figment. There, I asked on Twitter for what people would have liked to have seen at a Hexagon, so we can jump into that whenever.
Okay. I wanted to say one more thing, because the video I saw said that it was going to end up with Tommy basically being the big bad.
Yeah, they were going to have... Because the Green Ranger from Hurricanger is a Green Ranger with a gold chest shield.
Yeah, and that was going to be Tommy.
Yeah, and so they were going to do that. Apparently, there was an earlier version where that wasn't going to be Tommy. It was going to be a kid named Derek, so that the Sixth Ranger went from Eric to Merrick to Derek.
Stop. The Lost Barbaric Brother.
The Lost Barbaric Brother. Derek Barbaric. but then there is like the later revised thing that it would have been Tommy, because it looks just like it's like Ninja Green Ranger, you know.
Yeah.
Ninja Dragon Ranger. So that was going to be Tommy, who would have gone power mad with all of the Morphin Grid energy and power he had at his disposal, and so that would have brought the Power Rangers, the Hexagon Rangers, and the Vigilante Rangers together to stop Tommy, which would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that would have been...
That's the thing about Tommy, is he's always one supercharge away from being a bad guy.
That's Lord Draken from the comics is literally just like, what if he just stayed bad? Like, he has like White Ranger power too, but he killed Rita and like took her power or something like that. I haven't read the comics.
Do they? Because okay, I don't know a lot about the comics or Lord Draken, Drakon.
I think it's Draken.
And maybe you don't know this either.
Possibly.
But it's Lord Draken is if he stayed the evil Green Ranger.
Yeah, he stayed the evil Green Ranger and then usurps Rita's power and then takes over and becomes.
How does he get white powers? Because those were made for him by Zordon after he lost the green ones.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I hope they answer that. If someone knows the answer to that, tell me, please.
They probably do. I mean, there's a lot of Lord Draken in the comic series. I actually have been waiting. I got to hop back onto Comixology. I've been waiting for a sale because I'm just going to buy all of it that I can and like read it all. Because I do want to see what they do with it, even if I didn't love the first, like, 11 issues, apparently, which is right before it pops off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, because those first 11 issues are Zach being mad that he wasn't chosen to be a bad guy.
Yeah, it's Zach being not trusting Tommy, and then revealing that the reason he doesn't trust Tommy is because he also was almost turned into the bad one, and that's... That doesn't make any sense to me at all. And there's Billy being like, but I'm such a nice guy. Why isn't Trini like me? It's like, oh, God.
It's the worst case scenario for Trilly Watch.
Yeah. The absolute dirt worst. But yeah.
But then issue 12, it picks up.
Yeah. Apparently, because where I ended was like, Billy and Tommy are sent to an alternate future. where Lord Draken is in charge and the Power Rangers have been stripped of their powers and probably killed. And so they have turned like the red power into infantry, and the black power is now like snipers, and the yellow one is now assassins. Like, there's a bunch of these evil yellow Rangers because they have like yellow power split up between a bunch of them. And apparently, according to David, that's when everything pops off. And I was like, well, I'll get back into it eventually. And then at some point, Trini's Red Ranger and Jason's Yellow Ranger, and they kiss. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let me see what this is about.
But what about Billy?
But what about Billy? Well,
he doesn't want to be a celibate, but no one will sleep with him.
Well, Billy, I don't know, man. Work on your attitude. See what Marge is up to. She seems like she's down to clown.
Why'd you talk to Marge?
Marge was down.
She was ready.
Marge was extremely ready to risk it for the biscuit.
And there's also that weird girl that made a statue of you.
Yeah. She probably would want to hop on. There's plenty of options, Billy, just because the one that you like isn't. Anyway. So those are some things about the the comic, I guess. But yeah, so Tommy, because Tommy is always literally 1 ounce of power away from going power mad, I think that would have been a really good way to end the season. Because then there's always a cop out of like, he was corrupted by evil energy in the Morphin Grid for whatever.
Right.
And like, once they beat him, that's gone. He's like, whoa, what was I doing this whole time? You know? So you can always get him back that way.
I really like if they just like, they had to like depower him some way and just like really beat the tar out of him before he was like, I was just so lost in my vision that I lost sight of like what Power Rangers are supposed to be.
Yeah. I think a lot of Power Rangers fans could use that talk.
Yeah.
I think r/Power Rangers probably could stand to be told about how, hey, maybe if it's not exactly 100% for you, doesn't mean it's bad and garbage now. And also maybe that there are other seasons than Mighty Morphin and RPM. You know, for example.
And a lot of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of them are bad, objectively, but some of them are pretty good.
Some of them are poor bad, but, you know. I feel bad that the By the Numbers shook out that Wild Force is below Lost Galaxy, because I think I like that about a dozen times more.
Yeah.
Overall, but. You know, that's the cold, hard truth of the math. So before we get into what people were saying on, because I think these all the things that people said are just like launching points. I want to talk about what we would have liked from Hexagon that they definitely would not have done. But with the framework we know about, what are some things you would like to see from Hexagon? Ooh. Everything is on the table.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a lot of stuff to play with.
I have two.
I would have liked, I mean, this isn't, I don't think anything really big, but I would have liked seeing new Megazords made out of old Zords.
Yeah.
Like old teams coming together in unique ways to make different Megazords.
Yeah, because like a lot of them, like you can separate Zords into like four categories pretty much.
Yeah. Feet, arms, head, torso.
Yeah, but like also there's like animals, vehicles, like planes and trains and stuff, people, Zords, and then like whatever the original whatever the Zeozords are, right?
Shapes.
You know, shapes and stuff. But those are like people. They turn into like people, right?
That's the miscellaneous category.
Yeah. So like you could have like the Time Force Megazord mixed with some rescue Zords from Turbo or Lightspeed Rescue, or like the Delta Megazord, which is like a big spaceship, which is just what the Time Force Zords are. Like you can like, they would look right together even, but I would also like to see like wild hodgepodge Megazords of like, here's the arm, the pink arm from Turbo, and the legs are the Frog Zord, and like, I don't know.
The middle's like the T-Rex, and the right arm is whichever bear brother that was.
Yeah, just like, here's like a wild hodgepodge Megazord of like, with our powers combined, we are a monstrosity. I think that would be pretty dope. A couple things I would like to see. would like absolutely love to see. Number one, because Joel was supposed to be a very often reoccurring character because he's their ride to places. Dr. Fairweather would absolutely work for Hexagon. She did invent literally every single thing that the Lightspeed Rescue ever did ever. So she would be there. And I would like, because I really liked the dynamic once they were married. Like in that 1 second of Time Force, like I thought that was pretty cool. So I would like to see more of that and flesh them out a little bit, especially Dr. Fairweather, who you know is like my favorite.
Yeah. I would love like her and Tommy to butt heads a lot.
Yeah, and then because then that can
like
set
Tommy's
up.
Tommy's just spitting like crazy deadlines, and Dr. Fairweather is like, "Look, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that is literally impossible. It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah, you'll get your T-Rex square Megazord when it's done. When I figure out how to put these pieces together, that would be pretty dope. And then the other thing I would like to see is because the Silver Guardians are supposed to be in it too. Like that would also be a thing that popped up. I would like to see Taylor as a Silver Guardian and her and Eric are married now.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe when all of the other Wild Force Rangers were going to be on Tommy's side, Taylor and Eric would have been on Jason's side.
Yeah, that could work. Or if the Silver Guardians are like sort of a third party, but because they're like kind of already militarized Power Rangers.
Yeah, they're like privatized Power Rangers just without power.
So if you put Taylor with them and then you get the other four Wild Force Rangers on Tommy's side, that matches the three Org Generals and Merrick on the other side.
That could have been cool.
Yeah.
I also really would have liked to see maybe Taylor quantum morph.
Yeah.
The only two people that have ever been allowed to touch the quantum blaster were Wes and Taylor. So, like, I feel like that would have been pretty neat to see her morph into that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, what else I would like, but I don't know. So you want to jump over to what people are saying?
Yeah, the only other thing I can think of is if Adam was like kind of like an in-between, trying to be like a peacekeeper.
That would be such a good role for Adam.
Yeah.
Because Adam is the one person who could look at both Tommy and Jason and be like, I will kick the both of your asses.
I can beat you both up. Maybe not at the same time. I haven't tried that yet. Don't push me.
And like Jason and I tied, but that was his first episode back in a couple years. So like that seems like it's kind of he'll get a slide on that one. So you want to see what our listeners are saying?
Yeah.
All right. First up from former guest Riley Hopkins at Rev Rybed. What if they did do it, but the only catch is they couldn't get back Tommy or Jason? Who would be the best Rangers to take their spots?
I feel like Eric would be a good Hexagon side leader because all he knows is like a privatized, militarized, like peacekeeping corporation, basically.
Yeah. So I was going to say Eric for the other side, but I think you're right. And that means that my pick for who is going to be on Hexagon would be a really good, very weird pick for the other side, which would be Carter.
Oh.
Because Carter has seen what happens, you know, to an organization like this with Lightspeed when it like falls apart. And how easy it is to have, if you have a centralized power, how easy it is for that to get like corrupted and messed up. Because remember how monsters just straight up took over one of their Zords and blew up their base once?
Yeah.
So I think that would be very good. My other choice for that, instead of Carter, which I still think could work, is Carone.
Carone would be a really good, like, rebellious leader.
Yeah. Because she still has
some of that like astronomer attitude.
She's got it. Like my entire kingdom for Kamen Rider Carone just righting wrongs in the galaxy. But like, if you have Eric on one side, you definitely got Taylor on that side too. And she's, you know, she's military, she's Air Force, so like that.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So you have them leading Hexagon, and then you have Carone, this person who at one point was the big bad.
Yeah.
And has these, like, she's still got those powers. She can still put that armor on. Like, can you imagine the first episode where, like, the her Rangers are getting beaten back and in steps, like, astronomer,
right? You get, like, the, like, the slow tilt up, and then she just has a bad wig on.
It would be so good. That would be radical. Speaking of, that reminds me, there's something I read, is that the Red Ranger, the Red Hexagon Ranger, was going to be revealed to be the son of one of the bad guy, of, like, the main villain for the Hurricaneer villains. He was going to be revealed to be his son. And so that he would be, like, an inverse astronomer, and that he was, like, raised by good but destined to maybe go bad, and that would be a big arc too, which I think would have been a really cool inverse of it that we, I think, have never seen.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I'm sure it has. There's a million books, so, like, it probably happened in a book somewhere, but, like, I don't think I've ever seen it. That would be pretty radical. And now I'm just thinking about Caron leading them against Eric and Taylor. I would be very torn. All right, next is from another former guest, Tanner, at Sparky Upstart. It'd be cool if it had new Rangers for old teams filling in potential holes. Amit's original idea had a Yellow Thunder Ranger. So stuff along those lines, like a Green Space Ranger, the Rhino and Phoenix Galaxy Rangers from the Galactic Buddies, 94 more Wild Rangers, etc.
That would be neat. 94 American-only Power Rangers.
I think that would be prohibitively expensive, but, I mean, we're Blue Sky Imagineering, so, like, how cool would it be to be like, that's it, I'm calling Andros, we're getting in, you know, the Space Rangers to help.
Can you imagine if a season of Power Rangers had the budget of just the Sonic movie?
Oh, you mean $80 million? Well, yeah. I guess up to, like, $90 million after the all the money they spent fixing it. I would lose my mind. Because let's see, because you do 40 episodes, right? Because that's, like, the standard is 40 episodes. That's so 40 episodes divided by $90 million.
Like $2.2 million? That's probably bad math. But, like, it's over $2 million an episode. Yeah.
I think that would be enough.
I think so, because they don't even get that a season.
Yeah, they didn't get $1 million a season back then, I don't think.
No, Power Rangers, they got $500.
Here's the thing, is you don't even need that much money, because a lot of your footage is from a thing that was already shot. So, like,
yeah, half of your show is done.
It's done in the already. Can. So you would be able to do so much with that. It would be mind-boggling. Like, the... I forget when, it was around season 3 or 4 of Game of Thrones, but they were doing, like, $1 million an episode. Like, that's a lot of money per episode television.
They do a lot of stuff in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And then by season 10 or 8, like the final season, they were doing like $10 million an episode, which is wild. Where do they spend it in that last season? I would love to know.
The dragons.
Literally, that was a lot of their budget was dragons. Tanner also says it'd also be rad to see Rangers teaming up in various ways, mix and match powers and Zords, which has precedence. Hurricaneer gave Gao Elephant their Zord in a movie. Share weapons, give Carter the Dragon Shield, Taylor pilots the Q-Rex. Yeah, stuff like that would be dope. Just like mix and matching Power Rangers, because if Forever Red proved anything, it's that when you put like a lot of different Rangers from different teams together, it rules.
Yeah. I don't know if I would want more than, like, 6 at a time.
No, you definitely have to, you know, 10 worked for Forever Red, but, like, only barely, right?
Yeah, it was a lot. There were a lot of people that just kind of got lost.
Yeah, like, Leo was just, like, there. And yeah. Auric was also, like, there, you know.
Well.
But that's them, kind of in general. Another former guest, Daoud, at Daofac, says, very unlikely to have happened, even if we got lots of original footage for Hexagon, but a real fight between Jason and Tommy. I feel like they could have done that.
Yeah, if they were on opposing sides, the big climax after Tommy goes power drunk is Jason beating the sense back into him. Yeah. Like,
and I don't know where they're like, I'll call it a rivalry, even if it was mostly one-sided, but like where the tiff between them happened, but I think it would have been after Forever Red. Like, I think it was post that. So they still would have been on Dee's terms, but like, boy, can you imagine Tommy vs. Jason Part 2?
I like, can.
That would be amazing.
And it rules.
Because Jason's a lot like bigger now, like a lot more muscular and like a man, you know?
Yeah.
And Tommy's kicks have just gotten sharper, so like...
Jason's got that dad strength.
He's got the dad strength. He's gonna throw a refrigerator at you. He's gonna build a deck and break you through it, Tommy. You're on notice. It's from Lewis at Boss LCA. An explanation of where the Zeo crystals went. I stubbornly refuse to believe Zordon threw them in the trash.
Yeah, because they just got turbo powers and then...
Yeah.
That just, like, stopped with Zeo.
In the movie, they morphed and then fell in the water and their Zeo powers washed away. And then they were like, well, we're going to need trucks now. So Zeo's out.
Okay, yeah, it's in the river.
I feel like the Zeo crystals...
The power's in the river.
It's in the Amazon River. Beans. I feel like the Zeo crystals could definitely be used to, like, explain how the actual hexagon building is powered. Like, the connection to the Morphin Grid and all of that, and, like, the actual physical electricity comes from the Zeo crystals, because it is this source of, like, unlimited energy, basically, you know?
Yeah. I would like if, like, maybe Jason got a hold of the Zeo crystals.
That would be
Tommy,
good.
Tommy has Dr. Fairweather to, like, make new powers, but Jason has to, like, find new powers.
I feel like a nice mid-season reveal to like how like anything that they get, like how the vigilante side, how their stuff goes, would be like Jason stole it or Billy's helping.
Yeah, that I was gonna say that too. Is like Billy studied the Zeo crystal and is like able to make new powers drawn from it, and that's why they're beetles and not shapes.
Exactly. they're beetles and not ninjas or shapes or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Because Billy is absolutely on Jason's side. They're like best friends.
Even if they go to Aquitar and they like meet up with Billy and his Aquitian girl, like girlfriend, maybe wife by this time. Maybe they have a 2-year-old. Who knows? Like, you know, Billy's like friendly because like it's Tommy. It's also his friend. But like, as soon as Tommy leaves, like Billy picks up a communicator and goes, "Hey, so he was just here. This is what I heard," you know, like,
yeah,
stuff like that. Then you just reveal that, like, oh, Billy's been working with Jason the whole time, because people work with Jason, people work for Tommy. I think
that's the difference between the sides.
Yeah, that's the line.
Yeah,
because even in the thing I read on the Power Rangers wiki, it says that like Jason was going to be a much more like relaxed. Not he wasn't going to be like a leader. He was going to be like an advisor, like their old, like a cool older brother type who like helped them out when they needed it and like gave them guidance, whereas Tommy was like the guy in charge of Hexagon.
Yeah, and Tommy gives himself powers and fights with them.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe Jason needs to dig up the old dragon shield to face off with Tommy. Also, I would love to see actual Jason or Austin St. John in Mighty Morphin Red spandex. Because he's so much broader and be a much more imposing Power Ranger.
Yeah, just like a thick ranger.
Just a thick man ready to throw a deck on your ass. Next is from the Very Serious Lewis at Very Serious Lewis. While the idea is interesting to me, I don't think ninjas would have been a good fit. I would have liked to have seen original costumes or maybe even repurposed old costumes like what happened in SPD. Besides that, I always like to see monsters becoming rangers. For the second thing first, monsters becoming rangers is always pretty dope.
So yeah, are Zenoku, Toxica, and Jindrax morphing?
They better now.
Are they Power Rangers?
You got Lunar Wolf. You got because you got like Full Moon Wolf and New Moon Wolf, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Toxica and Jindrax. Who cares what they're just, you know, purple and
I always thought Toxica's headdress looks like a narwhal, and Jindrax's head looks like a stingray.
Yeah, kinda. I would love to see them morph and become like Power Rangers that they are siphoning from.
Do they
Shayla or something?
Are they still monsters or are they their human forms?
I mean, I think they're still monsters, but
how do they as orgs get Jason to trust them?
I think the same, because they became good guys, right? Like they turned over a new leaf at the end of their arc in Wild Force, and I feel like Jason, guy who's seen some stuff, you know, like Jason's like a guy who like went to college and right and like
right.
was like, oh, things are not just the way I thought they were. Like, you know, yeah,
we live in a world of gray.
This is like this is a big world with a lot of different kinds of people. So maybe these bad guys can become good guys.
Right.
So I think that would factor in. As for the first part, it doesn't matter if you don't think ninjas would work. It's all they had to work with.
Right.
So it was going to be ninjas either way. Original costumes or repurposed would have been way too expensive. They were not getting that kind of money for the 11th season of Power Rangers. They barely got that kind of money for season 2 of Power Rangers.
What
and they had to use new Zords. So
it said in that video also toward the end that after Wild Force, Disney was ready to just cancel Power Rangers. Like Power Rangers was about to be done, but Doug Sloan was like, hey, we should film in New Zealand. It's super cheap. And that is like what saved the franchise.
Yeah, which is, again, we talked about this in the Toys That Made Us episode. How does no one believe in Power Rangers? It is the slam dunkest thing I've ever seen in my I have never in my whole life caught something on accident and then only thought about that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, same. Like, I saw Power Rangers flipping through the channels before school one morning, and I've been thinking about Power Rangers ever since second grade.
Yeah, like, so. I was 4, I came in from playing, and I saw Pudgy Pig, and I was like, well, this is it for me. Like,
Mom, I found it!
I got it! Don't buy me any other toys until I'm, like, 10?
Until I'm 23!
Like... It's so wild. And like Saban said in the everyone like laughed him out of, you know, him and Margaret out of every room they were in, but they sat a bunch of kids down with the like the switch test where
like it or I don't like it.
Yeah. And they just turned it to like it and it didn't stop for 22 minutes. And that was from the opening theme song.
Yeah.
How does nobody believe in Power Rangers? It's bonkers to me. But yeah, Disney was like, we just want the rights to re-air Mighty Morphin because that's what made the money, you know? And so they finished out that and they're like, well, we're not going to make it. And Doug Sloan was like, it's already the cheapest show to produce because half of it comes from Japan. And the other, if we just start filming in New Zealand, it'll be way cheaper because this is 2003, late 2002, early 2003 at this point, where The Lord of the Rings had already completely destroyed the filming economy of New Zealand and just really raked him over the coals. So it was really cheap to film there and still is 20 years later almost. Wild. I'm so mad now at Disney in general.
But yeah, we were super close to just Wild Force being the end of Power Rangers.
That's so weird. I can't even imagine that. Like, I don't think you could cancel Power Rangers now if you try. Like, the amount of times Power Rangers has just about died has been so many that, like, what does not kill me makes me stronger.
Yeah.
The thing that did not kill it was almost cancellation, so now you can't do that to it anymore, you know? Wild. Next is from Flozen at Flonier? Flonler? I'm not sure if that's an L or an I. Joel was supposed to be a reoccurring character, so I hoped that he would actually become a real character. Bonus points for Miss Fairweather interactions. Excuse you? That's Dr. Fairweather.
She didn't go to college for 10 years to be called Ms.
So you could call her Miss.
I really feel like them being married fixes everything that was wrong with Joel because now he's not like a gross predator.
Yeah, it sucks to say it, to put it in that way, right? That like all you needed was to settle for him, Doctor.
Right.
But number one, she erased all the bad parts of his personality when she was rebuilding him. And number two, in that like 1 second of time force that she was in the crossover episode, Joel is the one who's like, I can't, you know, I'm about to go on my honeymoon, like, I, you know, and she was the one who's like, you're a f***ing Power Ranger.
She's like, like, you better go.
You better, like, you gotta. And then she took the phone and was like, he'll be right there. So
yeah.
I think them being in an actual relationship, like, completely changes Joel into like the good version of the character that we saw in the first episode. Because I don't know if you remember, I think we MVP'd him in episode 1.
Yeah, probably.
Because he ruled that first episode.
He had a couple good episodes like throughout the season. It was just most of the time he was being gross about Dr. Fairweather.
Yeah. And when he stopped doing that, it's like, oh, wait, there's a real character person in here that we can work with. So, yeah, that would be dope. Plus, again, I just want more Dr. Fairweather.
Yeah.
Just in general. Like, I don't know why Monica Lewinsky isn't in Marvel movies. She's really good.
She's not Union.
Yeah, you got me there. next is from Riley at Riley Tweets. This is a separate Riley from the first Riley. From what I've heard of Hexagon, Tommy was supposed to become a villain by the end, and since Tommy is my best boy, favorite boy, that would have made me big sad, so they better have at least gave my man Tommy O, a redemption arc before it was over. That is maybe the most online sentence I've ever read in my life.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm going to try to translate this, I guess, from youngster.
I am a millennial. But you Zoomers make me feel like a boomer.
Boy, I feel so old when I, like, have you ever seen any TikToks?
Yeah.
They all make me feel like the oldest man on earth because I'm like, yeah, I don't get it really. Anyway, yeah, I think the redemption arc would have been Jason beating the piss out of him.
Yeah. Right? What my research told me, and that's a better way to say the 8-minute video.
That I watched the 8-minute YouTube video in a tin can.
What I found in my research was that after they defeated Tommy, he was supposed to come to his senses, basically, and realize like what happened and be good again. It's the problem with Tommy is he can't be a Power Ranger because he likes it too much and it makes him bad.
Yes. And they always like skirt away from it, right? Because like he was in the Ninja Steel episode, and he had like the Master Mega Morpher or something like that. So he could morph into any one of his old forms. Like he's gonna be in Dino Thunder, and I'm assuming at some point they're gonna be like, "What if you're still evil, Tommy?" And he's gonna be like, "Well, I'm a doctor now.
I'm a Dino Doctor. I know about bones. How can I be bad? I know bones.
I know from bones." So I'm assuming they're going to do that, but they always like Tommy is best when they're like, hey, you might still be evil. Cause like the first thing you did was go evil. And he goes, oh, what if I am still evil? And then his friends go, you're not, you're a Power Ranger, you know? And I think that's one of the best things you can do with Tommy is have him go bad and then have Jason go like, I'm going to keep punching you until you realize that evil is worse than good.
What if that doesn't work? Jason beats the tar out of him and Tommy just keeps getting up and keeps fighting
because he's jacked up on this.
So they have to retreat, and then we see Jason like make a phone call, and then Kat has to show up and like talk Tommy down.
I would love it if they were like, and then he's so powerful.
That's when they get married. Because they like maybe they try to get Kim to do it, and he just gets madder because Kim broke his heart.
It just cuts to Kim, and she's got a baby on her hip, and she's like, no, thank you.
Hey, and then, Kim, can you come like kiss Tommy or something?
And then then Skull walks in, and they do a kiss on screen because Papa Heim don't run this anymore, and we can do kisses now. And then she's like, you should call Kat, and then they call Kat, and then
Kat, the only other Ranger that has been evil before, like has actually been a bad guy.
That's why I think they work, right? Like that's why they're, because they get each other. But here's my pitch for that is the Kim stuff still happens, but it's a flashback later. Jason gets beat up. All the Rangers retreat. All the Power Rangers have to go back to Jason's hideout, like the vigilante hideout, right?
Which I imagine is just a cave. I just feel like it's a cave.
It's a cave or
Billy's garage.
It's the juice bar.
Oh, maybe it's the juice bar. Maybe he bought the juice bar and just made it a Power Rangers headquarters.
Yeah. And like it's a Power Rangers headquarters in the back, and the front is a juice bar. But after hours, it's just all Power Rangers.
Okay. So Joel brings the Hexagon Rangers where they have to go, right? He's like their pilot. You know how Jason's Rangers follow them.
Motorcycles.
Radbug, bro. It's the only way to fly.
It's the only way to fly. You're right.
And that's the first hint that like Billy's working with them.
Yeah. And then Bulk is the manager of the juice bar.
Yeah, obviously.
Because he's the new Ernie.
Is he in on Bulk. It? Does he know?
I think it seems like he doesn't know. I think he plays dumb that he doesn't know, but at some point he like definitely knows and just like covers for the Rangers. Maybe like Tommy comes in and is like, are they here?
Yeah.
And like, he's like, what do you mean?
Exactly the same way Ernie definitely knew they were Power Rangers.
From like day three. Yeah. Like it's absolutely that. But like, yeah, Tommy comes in like, where's Jason? And he's like, I don't know. Like, is like, where are those kids? And he just like points over to some kids on like doing like a karate
doing,
class.
Like, the rope climb.
Yeah. He's like, they're like six. What do you want from, you know, you want a pomango smoothie? I can get you a nice pomango smoothie. So they have to retreat back to the juice bar, right? And they're like hiding. And now it's like even crowdeder because like all five, all the new range, all like the three new Rangers and like maybe Dr. Fairweather and some other like people are there. And Jason's like, I know who, like, there's only one person who can stop Tommy. And you treat it like there's one person bad enough in the world to put Tommy down.
And you're and like, you don't know who like, that oh, is. Crap, he's going to call Adam. Adam's the only like, person
gotta,
that beat Tommy in a
Adam.
Fight.
But it's,
besides
but
Jason.
Then,
Jason also beat Tommy in a Power Rangers fight.
Yes, he's done that. And then Tommy, and then Adam's beat him in, like, regular sparring. But, like, that's got to, maybe even Adam gets beat back, right? Maybe, like, Adam is there, too. And Adam gets, and so that's how you know he's the most powerful he's ever been.
Yeah.
Is if he can finally beat Adam. And, like, we got to call, like, there's only one person in the world that can stop Tommy. And then there's Tommy being like, you know, power mad and dictatorial about Power Rangers stuff. And just like two boots step into frame and it pans up and it's Kat. And she's like, we need to talk. That would be very good. Someone give me the money to make this happen. Next is from Robert at Robert Jagris. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. And I'm sorry if I am messing it up. I would have loved to have it set a precedent for a future continuity, more easily explained crossovers. I mean, Power Rangers is, I think the thing about Power Ranger crossovers is that like once a Ranger, always a Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't need to, I don't think you need to like set that up. Just the old Power Rangers show up to help the new one. I think actually the way they've always done it where like a bad guy from the old team is now messing with us. So we got to get the old team. Because the bad guys are teaming up, so we need to team up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's basic, but it, you know, it works. It works really well.
Yeah.
Finally, from Brendan at Sonata Waves, where the heck are Zed and Rita? Maybe they'd be support characters now that they've been yuppified.
They're
like, maybe
up.
Just some sort of magic advisors.
It would be cool if they somehow were able to, like, contact them about, like, hey, Scorpina is here, and nobody knows her better than you.
That would be really good because then, like, Rita's on the phone, right? Like, with Tommy, and because that would be wild. And she's like, I never really knew Scorpina.
Yeah, like, I could call her and she came out of a rock.
She came out of a rock. She was like a mercenary. Like, we don't know where she came from. She's probably way more powerful than I was and just not as ambitious at the time.
Finster
and now
definitely
that she is,
didn't.
You're in trouble.
Finster definitely didn't make her. And
for
I
sure.
really. I could, like, tell her what to do, but it was up to her if she listened.
That's another thing I would like to see is other bad guys that got yuppied and not disintegrated.
Yeah.
Like, I want human yuppie Finster and Squat and Babu to just hang out.
Do they still live with Rita and Zed? Are they all still together?
I feel like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, they must. They gotta be.
Like, probably somewhere.
They live in the guest house on their estate.
Yeah. Because they also have a bunch of moon money that they spent. That's everybody, I think. Let me just real quick. I asked people to hashtag it, so I'm seeing if anybody hashtagged it without adding us. And I don't think anyone did. That's all we got from listeners. Hexagon would have been very cool. The last thing that I do want to talk about is that I don't know when it was, but it was like a little while ago. Someone asked Amit if Hexagon could still happen. And he's like, nah, there's too much Power Rangers now.
There's an additional like 12 seasons since the original idea.
Yeah. And then he said like the other thing is that it was predicated on there being a definitive line between the two sides of Power Rangers, right?
Yeah.
And this is also before Marvel Civil War, like which happened in 2005 or 6. So he thought of this like Power Rangers Civil War before Marvel did. So, you know, good on you being ahead of the curve. But that was before Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger Cop Ranger versus Robber Ranger.
Right.
Was a thing, which from what I have read might be not based on but inspired by Hexagon.
Yeah.
Because that very well could be.
It'd be neat for Sentai to start drawing from Power Rangers a little bit.
GoBusters did that. The like what Beef Morphers is based on, like their morph call is it's morphin' time.
Yeah.
Like, because eventually they were like, let's take some stuff back. Right. let's do our version of your thing. I also saw a video of SPD, like Power Rangers SPD, dubbed by the cast of Deca Ranger that was like that was broadcast on in Japan.
What a weird thing.
It's so weird. It's like playing the GameCube version of Twilight Princess on your Wii.
Oh, that's a thing you can do.
Yeah. I don't have the GameCube. I do have the Wii version. I never got the GameCube version because I got the Wii version because it came out the day the Wii did.
I think I have the GameCube version.
But Link's left-handed in that one, which is right, but the whole map is backwards, so I feel like it would trip me up. But also, God, I miss those little discs. God, I just miss those little tiny baby discs so much. They were so good. But yeah, so now that we have Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger and 20 plus more years of Power Rangers continuity, I feel like if ever they were going to do it again, now's the time. Power Rangers is in, you know, the zeitgeist again, like in a pretty big way. I feel like it would be a lot trickier because, you know, there's about 20 more years of Power Rangers now.
At this point, is it still Jason versus Tommy?
See, I would say yes, because that's what would make the most money. But also, I don't know anybody after Wild Force until Mega Force.
Yeah.
And, like, anyone could beat Troy.
And, like, from here on, it's like one-off. There's not a lot of, like, Rangers
continuity,
with multiple powers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Tommy and Jason have been multiple Power Rangers, and not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot of other ones have.
No, and, like, I mean, the only other ones that have since then are...
Adam, Tanya, Cat.
Well, I mean, like people post, like in the Disney on, the
right.
only people who've had more than one suit that I know of are Megaforce. Right?
Yeah.
Because they went from regular Megaforce to Super Megaforce. Everybody else just got, like, cool jackets and a vest or whatever.
But I feel like the pirate suits are specifically for when they, like, change into other powers.
Yeah,
they
are still template
use,
forms.
They
yeah.
still use their regular Megaforce powers, even in Super Megaforce, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll let you know in a couple years. But yeah, I don't know who else they would be. But here's my pitch, right? I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast or if I just talked about it with Scoot and got very excited. Is that I think it was just with Scoot. The first episode starts with a team we haven't seen that they have no interest in adapting, like a Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It starts off with their final battle against the big bad. They defeat the big bad. We reveal that was like a set of Power Rangers we just never saw. Flash forward to like, and they're like, we've defeated all the evil in the universe. We did it, finally. Flash forward. The Red Ranger was Heather. She's like, she's now in charge of the Patch Rangers, the Cop Rangers, because she's a good kid, and she's like 30 now. So,
right.
She was a former Power Ranger. We just never saw it. But then she's the new mentor, so you connect Power Rangers to old Power Rangers without just being like, this is Tommy. Remember Tommy?
Right. Everybody knows Tommy.
Because you can show a clip of her, you know, being like, being a Power Ranger is a tough job. Like, it's a, you know, a lot of responsibility as a kid in the Trakina crossover from Lightspeed. And then you have her say that again as an adult, probably get the same actress. I don't know if she's busy right now. Probably not. I looked her up on IMDb. She hasn't done anything since 2006 that I've seen. So, like, you know, but that's how I would do it. Is you would have her, and then maybe the bad, you know, the people in charge of the Vigilante Rangers could be either someone from some other season or another kid that Power Rangers helped at some point.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
It does. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not really that good. depends on the kid.
Look, sometimes.
What about the girl that Eric gave all his birds to?
What was her name? Alice.
Yeah.
She can also be there. Maybe she was like the Green Ranger that season.
Yeah.
Or yellow or whoever. I don't know the colors. And then there's an Orange Ranger. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think Rangers was a little off on their colors. I think they had some weird ones.
I don't know. But yeah, do some of that stuff. And then you can also bring in, you know, like the, hey, Scorpina's back. Who do we call to deal with that? Okay, Jason, you know, like, or Adam, because they dated once, you know? You can still do stuff like that, and you get, like, the whole breadth of Power Rangers, but you don't have to, like, necessarily, like, the season doesn't have to be about, like, connecting Power Rangers. It can be about, like, celebrating Power Rangers.
Right, yeah. Like, what the Legendary War maybe was supposed to be.
Could have and should have been if they only spent the money and didn't send the ransom notes. I think bigger than the Phantom Ranger, I think that's maybe the biggest missed opportunity.
We haven't got there yet. When I said that about the Phantom Ranger, I meant so far.
So far, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think they could do a season like that with, you know, Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger, because it does have the divide and you get the two sets of it. But I feel like at this point, if you do the hexagon thing of like, we're gonna connect all the Power Rangers mythology together, we're gonna clean everything up, we're gonna make it all fit, we're gonna, you know, fill the holes that we need to, at that point, you would spend every episode just explaining what happened in Jungle Fury and how that relates to Zeo somehow, you know?
Right, like, yeah. That's a lot.
I feel like it would get way too in the weeds. So, but if you just went like, Power Rangers is dope, this is a celebration to Power Rangers, then I feel like that would work a lot better.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever get another opportunity to do it past Cops and Robber Rangers.
No, I mean, you could kind of do it with any season.
Yeah, but after that, like, those original actors are going to be getting pretty old, I think, by the next time a Ranger versus Ranger season comes around.
Yeah, man. I mean, but you could also do it with, like, any other, like, the new Kiri Magi Ranger or whatever, which is, like, Magic Cars, which is pretty cool. There's a Lady Green Ranger for the first time ever. Or I guess the second time ever, because the Zodiac Rangers also had one. But, like, you could do the same thing where it is a celebration of Power Rangers, not like a deep in the wool Power Rangers mythology season.
Right.
You know, anywhere. But like, if you have the two sets of Power Ranger ideology, like, we're never going to get that again, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, you know, do it, Hasbro. That's it. That's all I got, though.
Yeah, that's everything that I researched.
I will say that I watched two videos on Hexagon this morning. By watched two videos, I mean I clicked on two of them and got out of there as soon as I could. The first one,
I tried to watch a couple more, and they were worse than the one that I made it through, and I couldn't do it.
The first one I watched was a fan created intro for Hexagon.
I saw a few of those that I intentionally passed over.
I clicked on one of them. And let me tell you, it was really weird. It was using the Zhu Hoosiers, the last one that was like animal themed, like the Minecraft Animal Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you some of the people they had?
Cast
as Rangers.
I feel like the one that I saw the thumbnail of had like Andros in the credits.
That's the one that I clicked on. I didn't make it to Andros, and maybe now that I am not recording in 10 minutes when I watch this one, I will go look at all of them.
I didn't look at it super hard. It was just the thumbnail, but it was the actor that plays Andros, but I don't think he was playing Andros.
No, because that same one, because that's the one I clicked on. The first person was Tom Holland. That's right, Spider-Man. He's going to do a Power Rangers show, and he's going to play like Fangs or something, because they gave them all names based on things that their animal had.
Oh, the second person,
so we go from Tom Holland, you know, Spider-Man,
yeah,
who's been in, you know, multi-billion-dollar movies. He's gonna be on Power Rangers. The next person that was in the credits was Camille Hyde, who played the Pink Ranger in Dino Charge. So kind of a kind of a leap between, I don't want to say star power, but like,
well, I mean,
clearly Tom Holland is more famous than Camille Hyde, but also she was just a Power Ranger like a little bit ago because she wasn't playing Mimi or whatever her character's name is. I don't know if that's her name. I don't actually know. Maybe I just said that because Mimi, the Digimon character, is pink, and that just jumped into my head. But why would they both be on the same show? And why are you casting this show with extremely famous people and then former Power Rangers, and then later you're going to have Andros, but not?
Andros is Claws.
Like, one of them was like Tusk because they had an elephant, right? That's all I really remember for the names.
Man, but like, Power Ranger fans are crazy people. What a wild group.
Just a wonderfully mixed bag of individuals we have here.
Some rowdy
dirty boys making Power Ranger hexagon intros. Set to some Power Ranger sounding song. It was just some kind of metal-y Power
Rangers. Upbeat metal loop number 7.
But it had like the dun, 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 like it had the Power Rangers riff.
Oh, so it was probably some YouTuber's like metal remix of the Power Rangers theme.
If I had to guess, yeah. If I was gonna steal one of those, I would absolutely steal the one from the end of Power / Rangers, that like techno dubstep.
Yeah.
Remix, because that slapped. That was a good Power Rangers remix. Anyway, this is all to say that if I can do it, if I can manage to trick you, Josh, into agreeing to watch every Power Rangers fan film we can find and rank them, then maybe that'll happen. But I think that's a big hill to climb.
Here's the thing about a Power Rangers fan film is that they're all like 2 hours long. Everyone who makes a Power Rangers fan film goes all in on their bad movie.
God bless them. Yeah, I mean, we've watched a couple before. We obviously watched Power / Rangers, and we watched the Zordon of Eltar and
Teenagers with Attitude. Did the Teenagers with Attitude 2 ever get made?
I don't think so, but I kind of want to go look.
It's kind of a shame.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good. But I feel like its heart was in the right place.
That's all I look for, really, in a Power Ranger fan film, is whether or not you believe what you're making is good. Like, that's right. That's what I'm looking for. And I don't typically like it when Zach does drugs and then has a threesome and then goes and murders human beings
with a gun. He shoots them with bullets.
With bullets from a real gun.
But that was that's / and that was made as a social commentary.
Dismissive jerk off motion, since you can't see it on the podcast. I mean, James Van Der Beek was in that one as Rocky, which is pretty radical, though.
That was very good.
And Katie Sackhoff was Kim.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
That part was really good. The rest of it was like not super great.
Didn't Bulk and Skull like betray the Power Rangers and shoot them with guns?
Bulk and Skull betrayed the Power Rangers, and I think Bulk killed himself in a bathtub, and he looked like Bray Wyatt.
We gotta watch some more Power Ranger fan films, man. I just want to see what everyone's idea of Power Rangers is. Anyway, we're getting in the weeds on this one, so we're at over an hour. All right, we're going to go. Thank you very much for listening. You know where to find us. It's all in the description.
Yep.
This is a bonus episode. I don't have to do any real work for this. So we will see you next week for something. We'll figure it out by then. But until then,
may the power protect you.